Hey, everybody, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. We are a podcast. Oh, sorry. I just had a brain toot. Okay, so this is the Wednesday podcast, the podcast where, is it echoey in here a little bit?
I don't know. A little, maybe.
Can you hear me
we
better?
We do have really tall ceilings. There we go.
So this is the podcast where we talk about positive things because positivity is such a powerful tool for us both physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. So that's why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host, Heather, talk about the wins we've had in our week prior. And yeah, that is what we're doing. This is episode number 24. Wow, 24. Lucky number. It's not my lucky number, but 24. 24. Anything good about 24?
We got married at 24.
You were 24. I was 25. Thank you. I was born in the 80s. With 2 months to spare. But yeah, we are at a new podcast location. We are in our new house up in Clarksville, Tennessee. So that's one of the biggest things that's happened to us lately is we have moved. And what a whirlwind it has been over the past week. So we can kind of give a timeline of that soon coming up. What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out the echo in this house.
I think it sounds fine.
Okay. Maybe it does. Maybe I'm just weirdly, I have a weird sort of audio, like I'm a freak about audio stuff. So I do not want to sound like I'm in an echo chamber. That will freak me out. So I don't know why. All right. What's your wins, Heather?
Okay. So I have several. First and foremost, the sweet ladies that brought us a meal last night.
Yes.
It was delicious.
It was delicious. What was the meal, Heather?
This ultra-loaded salad.
Ultra-loaded salad.
It had, I mean, there was also a spaghetti bake, mm-hmm, which was better than lasagna, in my opinion.
It was really good, yeah.
And then
lots of cheese. I think there was feta, maybe.
I think so.
Something. It was good.
It was so good.
Lots of salt.
Props. Then they gave us some fruit.
Yep.
Some muffins.
Cantaloupe and watermelon. And the cantaloupe was very good.
Some muffins.
Yep.
And then some brownies.
Yep.
But the salad. Yeah. Oh, and homemade Thousand Island.
Yeah, which was really good.
I've never had
homemade Thousand Island.
Or really Thousand Island, other than like on
Big Mac.
Like a Reuben or something. But it was the most epic salad I think I've ever had. It had romaine, it had carrots, tomatoes, red peppers, cucumbers, black olives,
boiled egg,
some sort of ultra beefed up bacon bits.
Yeah, it was good.
What else did it have on it? I feel like there were like green chilies or something in it too.
I don't think so.
I have no idea, but there was some little spicy pepper thing in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And
it was. I did not have that part.
So good. And I was like, I should just. Oh, and there was cheese. And I just think I could make one of those salads and just eat on it for an entire week.
She's like a rabbit.
And I'd be super happy. So,
yeah.
That was amazing. I love our new house. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But the best thing about our house is we are so close to
everything.
So many sushi places.
Oh, no.
And Asian restaurants. There are three across the street from each other. So we are 4 minutes from a Publix, which is epic.
Yeah.
And on one side of Publix, there is a sushi place. On the other side of Publix, there's an Asian buffet or something. And then across the road, there's another Asian Chinese food place. And I was like, that's a lot of Chinese food in one small area. But yeah. I love it. So I was sitting in traffic, which I feel like I'm going to have to get used to. And I was looking up the ratings, and all the Chinese places in this area all have like a 4.2 or higher.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
That'll be good. Cool. We'll have to get us a...
They're so nice on the inside.
We'll have to find us a babysitter pretty quick, because we went by a China buffet today and the girls were not at all thrilled
about it. One of them was.
Yeah. So
the other wasn't.
Yeah, they were not. They did not sound pumped about a China buffet.
No. But, well, one did, but I don't think she really knew what we were talking about.
So for those of you who don't know, we moved from Alabama to Clarksville, Tennessee, where I will be working with the Hilldale Church of Christ up here, which we're excited about. And so, yeah, it was a... This is kind of like the timeline of events. We accepted the job at the towards the end of May, put our house on the market, like right at... Was it even like it's like right at the end of no, like a week before the end of May, our house went under contract.
Like a few days after that.
Like 4 or 5 days after that, we closed on the house at the end of June, and then for the past 2 to 3 weeks, we had to unload our house. We had to move everything in our house into a storage unit in Hoover, where we were going to be living with my mom for 2 to 3 weeks. And man, it has been wild. So we have been worn out because we have been keeping the roads hot, but now we're chilling, relaxing. Today we got some more unpacking done. Had to go get a lawnmower today, which was fun. Got some work done today too, which was fun. The garage is organized and has Heather's car in it, which is great. That thing needs a home. Poor guy. But yeah, we had lots of people help us load the truck, and we had lots of people help us unload the truck. And I'm very thankful for that, because our house here in Clarksville does sit on top of a hill, and the U-Haul truck would not make it up the hill. So, the driveway, it wouldn't be able to go up the driveway. So there was lots of carrying, lots of stairs. And, thankfully we don't have a whole lot of heavy furniture that has to go all the way up to the stairs, but yeah, it has a cool attic space. But it's going to be at her home for at least 2 years. We have a 2-year lease on it. So,
yeah,
it is, we're excited, and we got to eat good food.
Yep.
And I burned the garlic bread, but that's okay. It's still good.
And then my last win is antique stores.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing, and we got to go to a few of those, and I plan on hitting up some more in search of a schoolroom supply cabinet.
I bet you thing. There are so many antique stores. It was funny. We went to one that was like antiques, like very antique-y. And then we went to another one and it was very...
boutique-y.
Yeah. If I can use the word of the lady at the antique store that we went to, she was like, yeah, that store is very boutique-y. And we were like, we said that exact same word 5 seconds ago. but they have a legit like cafe in it. So
I would go shop there and eat lunch. It just was like drink a coffee while I shop.
We were looking. Heather was looking for a homeschool table, and like all the tables they had were
on display,
not the for sale. They were holding up the things they were trying to sell, and I'm like, I feel like what happened is they went to antique stores and bought all the really cool tables just to use as a place to sell their items. But
there's a whole bunch of other antique stores around here.
That's what's so cool about Tennessee.
But we did find the perfect table and two super cute little chairs. And I got me a new side table for my office.
That's what we're currently using to hold up our stuff right now.
And it's perfect. And so it was a win today.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go find my art supply, school supply cabinet this week too.
Yeah. Any other wins for you?
That's all my wins.
So a win for me is a house with grass. Got me a push mower today, which I'm excited about. We don't have much of a front yard, and it's mostly a hill, but it's like a fescue type grass, which is really pretty. And then the backyard is pretty big, pretty good sized backyard. It's got a fence, privacy fence, and really nice grass, really thick, fluffy grass. And I'm excited to cut it. I just want to go cut it.
Yeah.
I love cutting grass to walk around. I especially like, that was one fun thing about when we lived in South Dakota, was we had the only problem was we had a lot and a half, or we had two lots that I had to cut.
It was a lot.
And so we bought a push mower the first year we were there.
I got a good workout in there.
Yeah, Heather got to do it a couple of times, but you had to walk like an acre, and that was not just enjoyable, but you got to do a lot of walking. So it wasn't ideal, and we eventually got a riding lawnmower, but I miss push mowing. So we got one of those today from Lowe's. Nice Toro push mower, gasoline, because gasoline is cheaper, and that's why we bought it. So, yeah. And then, I don't know, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about, Tennessee has a lot of really cool history, so I want to go around and check out. I bet there's some legit antique stores around here. But what else did we do last week or this week? We had our win for me was we had a great last Sunday. It's not really a loss, but it was sad. We had our last Sunday at Mercedes Drive where we were, and got to say goodbye to everybody, or see you later, as my sermon put it. But it was good. We got to talk to a lot of people, see a lot of people. They've got a lot of people visiting, and really cool. Congregation's doing a lot. We're excited. We left on kind of really high note, which I think is being carried along, and lots of good things are happening there. And we are excited to see what happens. We're going to definitely keep in touch with everybody there. And we're really pumped about it.
Yep. While we're in the process of talking about moving, what was the weirdest thing that you saw in the process of your drive up here on the side of the road? Did you like see anything weird on the side of the road that you were like, that's odd?
No, but I'm guessing you did.
And you just kind of drive by and you're like, how did that get there?
When, what, which drive?
On the drive up here.
Oh, yeah. So how our drive was, we moved up here last week. Last Thursday, we drove up here. And we packed the truck Wednesday, drove up here Thursday, unpacked the truck. Oh, sorry. Unpacked the truck, and then we kind of moved in pretty much. Got all the back boxes unpacked and everything. Oh, this is another win in just a second. Got the boxes undone, broken down, stashed into the garage. And then Saturday morning we left and went back to Hoover to stay with my mom for two more nights before we drove both of our vehicles up here. And that was where we were going to spend our last Sunday with that church there. And yeah, we, it was lots of driving, but everything was good. And so we got back here and we still had a few boxes that weren't unpacked yet. And we had to break all the boxes down. So that was fun. And most of them were already done. And we had to gather all the trash. This is a super awesome thing. Go Clarksville for this. So Clarksville has, which I'm used to this because we've moved to places lately, in the past 6 years of our life. And the worst thing about moving is all the boxes and junk you have to get rid of after you move. I don't like it. South Dakota was cool because South Dakota had a massive landfill at the north end of town. And so all you had to do was drive up there and it wasn't that much. And you could just dump your stuff into trash bins or wherever. The Vance was kind of hard. I didn't even know where we took stuff there. Oh, I think I took stuff to dumpsters that of people we knew. And then here, I had been looking and I was looking around for something. And I was expecting to pay some money to go somewhere like a landfill. But they have these convenient areas around the town because their goal is to keep Clarksville clean. Well, I drove over to this place and it was awesome. I unloaded all the boxes that we had, some household trash that we had, and didn't cost me a dime. And I'm like, that is so awesome.
That is cool.
And it was packed. So a lot of people, just people even throwing like 2 bags of trash away. So if like you wanted to go through or go and not have to pay for a trash can at your house, you could technically.
Yeah.
You could do it for free, but I do like the convenience of the $20 a month trash can out there.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. back to my question.
Thing. Weirdest thing on the side of the road?
I saw a frying pan on the side of the road.
Really?
And I was like, well, how did that get there? Like on the side of the interstate.
You just stopped and got it.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I just thought that was so odd. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask the question.
Poor person's missing a frying pan.
And then I have noticed lately where you know how back in the day you see like one shoe? I've been seeing like pairs of shoes.
I did see a pair lately. Of like
on the side of the
road. What do you call those? Chucks? I saw a pair of those the other day when we were driving.
On the side of the road?
Yeah.
That is so odd.
Yeah, I see shoes a lot.
But you don't ever see pairs, typically, so that's kind of wild.
How do shoes end up out there?
I don't know.
What's
How does
your best
a frying
guess?
Pan end up on the side that's of the true. Interstate? Is what I want to know.
How does shoes? I was wondering, like, kids' shoes I can understand, but, like, even that I don't understand. Like, what are you doing? Are you letting your kid roll down the window and throw their shoes out?
Well, Josie's done that. Josie's thrown iPads out the window. She's thrown jewelry out the window.
Okay, let's not say she's thrown iPads out the window. There was one time Heather had an iPad mini, which was bought for her for a present. And so she let Josie watch something on it. Well, she gave it to her and Josie must have just dumped it out the car before the door was shut or something happened. But yeah, there was no longer an iPad mini.
Yeah, and I'm still very upset over that. Anyway, yeah. How are our girls handling living in a neighborhood?
Oh my, they are creepers. So our neighbor across the street from us has a pool and they're like, can we go on a walk? And we're like, why do y'all want to go on a walk? Of course we love walking, but they were just like, they were suspicious. They were like, we want to go walk and meet our neighbors. And so they're just like up in the top of the house watching our neighbors. They're creepy. So, and they, every time we walk out the door, hey neighbor, hey. And they're screaming at people and waving at them. And we were going to go take a tour town this evening. And there was a couple walking with a stroller. And they're like, they have a baby. Hey! And they're far away. And they were screaming at them, hey, neighbor! And waving and everything. And they turned around and they started waving back. So we may know everybody by the end of the week because of Georgia and Josie.
But I went to Publix today. And then when I got home, they came running up to me. And they were pointing at the house with the quote-unquote naked boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Matt was like, he was not naked.
I don't know. They were just like, it was a guy with his shirt off. So I don't know.
And I'm like, can y'all just stop creeping on people?
Well, you also missed it. They were knocking on the window at him. And I'm like, stop doing that. So our little, you see those videos, they call them their feral kids.
Today our kids were definitely feral.
Yeah. They're getting better being in public.
No, they're not.
it's so funny, but they are not used to city living just yet, which is this cool where we live on the outskirts of Clarksville, which is cool. Cause like to get to our house, you have to pass like a soybean field and a barn with horses, and it's awesome. So, I like Clarksville's a really cool town. It's so huge, like spread out that, I mean, there's just random pockets of like, oh, there's a cornfield. Okay. We're in the middle of Clarksville right now. So, yeah, super interesting. We haven't really even ventured into downtown Clarksville yet. We live in the Sango area, which is kind of far from the downtown area.
I don't know.
20 minutes.
I like this area.
Yeah, we're in the outskirts.
It's nice, but it's still very trafficky.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Only at certain times.
No, I think it's all day.
No, just certain times. Crazy drivers. We got around easy today.
Yeah. It was wild I went to Publix late today, so it was kind of wild.
Yeah.
But, what else? So, decor. Decor is an issue. I don't know how to decorate.
She does. She's just never... This house is a little bit different than a house we've never lived on a two-story house before.
Yeah.
And we've never lived in a house with really tall ceilings.
Yeah, or this many walls. It's been like, we've had like all open concept houses.
Yeah.
Except for the farmhouse. But the farmhouse was easy because, I mean, it was a farmhouse.
Yeah.
But here, I just don't know what I'm doing. And then, according to somebody on Instagram that I don't know, they said the wall art that has like wording on it is out of style apparently, or like makes your house look cheap. I don't know. Yeah, I know. And so they say instead get really, really big art.
Yeah.
And so my newest obsession are these Jesus photos by Light Your Home, and I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I want one, but I can't decide on one. And then instead I just want like four of them. And then I just know that that's a little excessive. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Somebody to come and just do it for me. No,
you wouldn't like that.
But then I wouldn't like it. But then I don't know.
I think our house looks great. Less is best.
Yeah, I know. But I don't.
We also don't have anything put up on a wall yet.
No, we don't.
Besides a sweeper organizer. Thank you.
And the TVs. Yep. That's
it. Haven't put up the deer head yet. But yeah, we are, we're excited.
Yep. Fun stuff. Fun stuff going on.
What else is there? I don't know. I was trying to think of something. Driving was good. We found a really cool route to Clarksville from Birmingham. The Ashland City Highway is really fun.
The prettiest.
Taco Bell breakfast.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. What was your favorite part about the Taco Bell breakfast? What did you order?
I got just like a burrito. Breakfast burrito.
The cheesy one.
Their Cinnabon iced coffee.
Oh, man. And then their Cinnabon little bite things.
Those little Cinnabites. And I had told Matt that I was very upset about the Cinnabites because they replaced the churro sticks that they used to have when we were in college.
Oh, thank you. Rightly so.
And the churros were way better.
No.
Yes, they were. They were way better.
But this, we got this on our way home the other day. On our way back to Birmingham, we went through Ashland City on the Ashland City Highway, which is a really cool road.
It's so pretty.
And I got the the breakfast crunch wrap.
That's what it was called.
It was awesome. They had like an extra crispy hash brown on the bottom, which was magnificent. And I don't know, it was really delicious.
That's so creepy.
Is there a whisper?
Did you hear that? Is there a child?
Okay, children. We need to pause for a second, and then we will return in just a second. And we're back.
So, our turnaround segment, where we talk about something negative and make it a positive, tonight.
What is something negative that's happened to you lately?
Well, we were going to go see Downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And then Josie was crying and very upset because she got pinched by her seatbelt.
The positive to that was...
Instead, they came in and got showers and went to bed.
We came in, got showers, knocked out Bible time.
Yep.
And put them in bed at 7:45.
Yep.
Yes, that's a positive.
That is a positive.
We will get to go see. I plan on living in this town for a really long time, Lord willing. So we will get to see Downtown at some point.
Yep.
And I was not about to, because you could also tell Josie was at that stage of tiredness, which could have turned into her falling asleep in the vehicle.
Yep.
Was she sleeping already up there?
Yes, she is asleep.
Okay, so.
So our positive.
Yeah.
From our negative of not getting to go see Downtown was the girls are in bed.
Yeah. That's a good way of seeing it. Yeah. I don't have any other stories of like that. Anything negative happened to you lately?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah. The price of chicken.
Oh, speaking of chicken, I did that Good Ranchers thing because Heather told me the chicken was expensive, but
I told him we were going to become vegetarians.
I'm excited about this chicken box we're about to get. Meat subscription.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
I like not having to buy meat at a store.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice.
Positive. We got rid of our deep freeze. And we were thinking we were going to have to get rid of all of our meat, too. But we stored it in the church's freezer for almost a month.
I know. I was kind of hoping somebody would have thought it was like a free-for-all.
I told some people it was a free-for-all. I said, just don't take the sausage. But we still got it. So I'm going to eat it. Oh, and we got my Camp Chef pellet grill back.
Oh, yeah.
So excited about it. And it works. Yep. Cranked it up yesterday. Worked like a champ. I should probably put like a, you know those like boot mats that you can get?
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
I should probably put like that underneath. You know, sometimes it dripped when we lived in South Dakota?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I was going to look for one of those today. Oh, well, I'll try to find one.
Make a note.
Make a note.
I would say get a sticky note out, but Josie lined the stairwell with them.
Somebody we know posted this. This is funny. This is you. This has you all over it. Oh, did it just disappear? Despise when that happens. Hold on. Okay, let me go to this person's thing. You're going to say this is totally you.
And so it's just, you know.
Okay, listen to this. I will stop that microwave at 0.01. Nobody got time for all that hooting and hollering.
That is so me. There is nothing more irritating to me than
we do live in a noises. House, though, that the microwave will stop beeping once you open the door.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
But people who listen to their phones like abnormally loud, like it just makes my eye twitch because I just can't handle it. And then like I'll just stare at Matt and be like, can you hear it? Are you sure it's loud enough? Because I could hear every ounce of it from across the room or in a whole nother room. And it was like that living at his mom's house, because all of them do the same thing. And I just don't. And maybe they're normal and I'm not normal. And I'm aware of not being normal. So for me, it's like silence is the most beautiful thing ever. I'll drive in a car for hours in pure silence and not even notice. But then if others are with me, then I listen to something. So never mind. But I have been listening to this really cool podcast with Georgia called Greeking Out. And it's about like these Greek mythology stories and stuff. And they're just really fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Because they're slightly dramatized. And there's like this Siri type girl that pops on and gives you a... Oh, not you. I'm not trying to talk to you right now on my phone. That will pop on and tell you like a real life fact of, oh, where this came from is this. And it's just kind of cool. So we're really enjoying Greeking Out.
Yeah.
And learning about the Greeks. So that's fun.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So.
Cuisinart makes one.
Cuisinart makes a what?
A drip mat for your grill. Sorry. Perfect. Home Depot has one too.
Well, do Home Depot because I want to go see what flowers they have still. I'm still on the hunt for some porch flowers.
I just want something to put underneath because so this Camp Chef pellet grill I have sometimes will like it gets so much smoke and residue that builds up on it, and it'll if it gets hot enough it'll like drip off the front underneath the lid. And I mean, you can't get that stuff off. I tried pressure washing it, scrubbing it, all that. So we have a nice concrete patio where we have our grill right now, and I don't want to get that on it. So I need to put some underneath it and then I won't worry about it. So yeah. Anything else? I think it's been pretty awesome to be positive. We want to encourage you to be positive to people in your life. That's really why Heather and I do this podcast, is because there's sometimes we get negative, we get snippy, and we get just down, and it's good to focus in 30 minutes to an hour on a Tuesday night just to be positive, to talk about the things, kind of reminisce on the things we've done lately, and try to think about them in a positive light. Because I'm going to be honest, this past month has been wild, very tough. Could have been way harder if we weren't trying to be positive. And it's kind of cool. Lately, I've been catching myself trying to think more positively in certain stressful situations, which I'm thankful for. So, yeah, we want to encourage you to be positive too. Get on our Facebook group. I know we aren't the best moderators of that because this has been such a wild month and a half that we've been going through. We are going to try and do better about updating that and keeping everybody engaged. So bear with us. But besides that, you got anything else?
No.
Reading some good books. Second Charles. We didn't even talk. Did we talk about Second Charles?
I think so. Yeah. Last time.
It's the best. I got Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews that I'm reading right now. And it's pretty good. And I'm excited about it. And then I got a Frank Peretti book that I'm going to try and read soon. So that's all I got. You got anything else?
No.
Okay. Well, we are going to go to bed and this will air tomorrow morning. But yeah, be encouraging to someone to, I guess, today that when you're listening to this, be positive, be encouraging. All right. See ya. Bye.
Bye.